Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles. Excited to have this guest on for the Success Chronicles episode, Miss Tasha Champion. Great lady, involved with some amazing things, and I'm truly grateful to have the opportunity to highlight her. So first off, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Thank you for having me. It is absolutely my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into it. You don't mind sharing with the audience a little bit about who you are, you know, your background, your journey, so they have an idea of who Tasha Champion is.
Yes. All right. It's like a million pinpoints that I can start from, but I will just start with, I am Tasha Champion. I am the Phenomenal Coach. Outside of being and having my own coaching practice, doing events, preparing for my first retreat, having a book that's out, I am also a mom. I am also a sister, a friend. I am love and light. And what I enjoy most is really just showing up for people and helping women bring out the best in them, because sometimes we don't see it. Either we are lost in our titles, we are lost in what we think we should be. And so many of us are not living our truth. So outside of being a mom, being an entrepreneur, being a breast cancer survivor, I am a voice to help women create and find their own voice.
So good. So good. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Let's see. You want me to narrow down like a list of 100 down to 3? Come on now, Chip Baker.
Well, we can go 5. How about that?
So I would say 3 things that I am truly proud of is, number one, being a mom and learning how to be a 100% single parent of 4. Because 4 children, those are 4 different personalities, 4 different spirits, 4 different souls. And one person having to, you know, deal and manage that all, definitely super proud of that. And I just love being a mom. The second thing that I am proud of is taking and going on my own journey of healing and finding my own voice and learning that the very things that people would dig at me about were actually part of my superpowers. It was part of my own inner beauty. Mm-hmm. And that I was able to really allow that to come to the forefront and shine selflessly and unapologetically. And then I think the third one that I would say is trusting that God had shown me what my gifts were and bringing that to the world. And that was simply to help women, support women, and invite women into their own healing.
Man, those are definitely 3 good ones. I know it's hard to narrow them down, but I think you did an excellent job on narrowing.
Thank you.
Narrowing them down to 3 really, really good ones.
Thank you.
That make such a huge difference in the life mm-hmm. of so many people. And so I think that's awesome. But hearing your journey, hearing the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be successful. So let's transition to success. What's your definition of success?
My definition of success is finding and connecting to your soul's purpose in life, and living it out loud again, without apologies, boldly, fiercely, and making no excuses for where you get to be in life. And when you get to that point in life, you wake up and you smile every day, and you are living, walking, talking in your purpose and your success. Now, most oftentimes that success brings about income, but income is not always the highest level of success. To me, it's how you feel internally, how you feel about what you get to do. And if that's 100% all you, the income just falls into place, and it actually just adds to that. Doesn't create it, but it adds to it.
Yeah, I like that. So true. I think, and you know how you describe that, you know, connecting to your soul's purpose, I call that being in alignment with your assignment.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Come on now. Absolutely. Yeah.
And when you are in that space, just like you said, it's your purpose, right? You live on purpose with a purpose because it's your passion and your purpose. And so some may think, oh man, she makes that look easy, but no, you've had to grow through some things to get there. But you're in your lane that lights you on fire each moment, each day to do what you were called to do.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think that a lot of people, we grow up with our parents, our families, now with social media society, kind of labeling how we should be, what we should do, what degree we should get. They give us our definition of success. And when we can just really peel back the layers and just really connect to, yes, my parents want this for me, but what do I want for myself? Mm-hmm. Yes, society defines success as this, but how do I define it internally? Yes, social media gives me glitz and glamour for 5 seconds at a time, but what is the truth when you pull back the veil? What is the truth that really exists behind that?
Yeah.
And when we can connect to that, there's a difference because it's coming authentically from you. And that's where true living begins.
And we have to have our own firsthand experience, right? There's a group of brothers, couple brothers, they wrote a book together. So in my area where I live, there's a pastor of like a mega church, Kerry Shook, and his sons wrote a book about firsthand faith, right? Mm. And it talks about, man, probably one of my favorite books in my top 10 for sure. And it just talks about, you know, their journey and, you know, how they were raised and, you know, all of the things that they were taught, you know, their firm foundation. And then what I loved about it was they talked about like when they went off and went to college, you know, so now that's different, now mom and them, mom and them not there, you know, to take care of you and make sure you're doing all of this stuff, but you have to have your own firsthand experience and, you know, resort back to the principles and foundation that you were taught on your own. You have to really, you know, try those things out and experience them and see that, that is good stuff.
you know? You return right back to what you know. And then you're like, okay, I know this, but now it's applying it because knowledge without application is not going too far. So it's like knowing, hey, your parents instilled this into you, or whatever you learned in the church instilled this into you. Now, how do you apply it? And unfortunately, so many of us make the mistake and then return back to it and apply it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. But what I want to do now is just, I want to throw some words out at you, maybe three words or phrases, if you don't mind. If you don't mind talking about what comes to mind for you or to heart as you hear these words. You okay with that?
I got it. Let's go.
All right. So the first one is living and learning.
Ooh, living and learning means there are no mistakes. There is no, oh my God, I did this wrong. If we look at everything that has happened that didn't go how we thought it should go and learn the lessons behind it, we live to create another meaning of what we've experienced. We live to learn how to go on to the next phase. And like I like to tell people that when something goes quote unquote wrong, we're really just given the opportunity to learn what's right. So there's always living and learning. And the minute you stop learning is the minute you stop living.
Ooh, that's so good. All right. The next one is, you might have heard this one before. She nominal woman.
I think I've heard that one before. Yes, just a little bit. So she nominal woman. I like to give the definition of a she nominal woman is the magnified phenomenal woman. It is the woman who gives up her excuses and makes a way through life's most challenging times. And she's willing to take her life lessons, her life experiences, to pull another woman up and fix her crown so that that woman also knows she is she nominal.
Yeah, so good. I figure you might have heard that one before.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the last one, and this is a good one right here, so get ready. Okay. The last one is legacy.
Ooh-wee. Legacy is what you create on this side of earth so that when you transition into your eternity and someone mentions your name, everybody stands and applauds and everybody stands with a smile on their face and go, oh my God, I knew her, or I knew what she was about. I knew her purpose on life. She walked and she talked, or he walked and he talked with purpose and passion on this side of earth. And what he or she left has made a difference in life going forward.
Boom. Man, let's go. I love it. I love it. Well, yep. As we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to share with the audience where they can follow you and check you out and show you some love with all of the amazing things you have going on.
Absolutely. So first off, again, I'm Tasha Champion, the She Nominal Coach. So on Instagram, I'm the She Nominal Coach. On Facebook, I am TC Champion. There is a Tasha Champion page. That one was hacked, so please don't follow it. Follow TC Champion. You can also watch my show, She Is She Nominal, every Wednesday on YouTube. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just subscribe to the She Nominal Coach and you'll get your notification. I do different events throughout the year. So in 2023, I have much more coming up. I will have the third annual She Nominal Women's Brunch in the summer, usually July. And officially, I am having the first She Nominal Women's Retreat in October of 2023, October 6th through 8th. So you can find out all about it on shenominal.com.
So good. Well, again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you, Chip. Thanks for having me. And you continue to do what you're doing because I see you out there impacting the world and lives, especially of our youth. And that's what living is about, taking your life lessons and showing others how to walk and talk in that same type of path. So I admire you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words. And thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.